Ladies and gentlemen of the class of 99, wear underwear. If I could only offer you one tip for the future, underwear would be it. Not wearing underwear can result in chafing and dry, itchy, red irritation. Whereas the rest of my advice has no basis more reliable than my own ignorance and stupidity, I will dispense this advice now. Ignore the suffering of others. After all, it is not you who is hurting, and when you are hurting, it is a safe bet that a lot of people really won't give a damn. Trust me, in 20 years you will look back on your yearbook and you will realize there are in fact a lot of assholes out there, and those ugly pricks deserve everything they get. You're not as fat as you think you are, but you might be as ugly. Don't worry about money, or worry, but know that one way or another, people will scam you to get your cash. And if they don't meander it from you, the government will. Your real riches are the ones that you do not realize you have, lose, then wish you had again. Do one thing every day that scares the hell out of people. Fart. Don't be reckless with people's cars, and don't put up with people who are reckless with yours. Belch. Don't waste your time thinking. Sometimes it makes sense, sometimes it doesn't, but eventually you will just make yourself look like a jackass. Forget the compliments you receive and remember the insults. They may be very witty and are always reusable. Keep your junk mail. Throw away your bills. Spit. Don't worry if you don't know what direction your life is going. You were born bald and in diapers, and you will die bald and in diapers. Just remember that either way, you are basically fucked. Get plenty of sex. Be good to your privates. You'll miss it if they don't work anymore. Maybe you'll be famous. Maybe you'll be a hobo. Maybe you'll get arrested for child porn. Maybe you'll become a Star Wars super to even sleep with a blow of Chewbacca. Whatever you do, just remember that in the game of life, you are dealt a hand to play with, and so you might as well have an extra ace up your sleeve. Enjoy your body. More importantly, enjoy your significant other's body. If you don't, you could end up with a lot of calluses and sore forearms. Take care of it. Again, one day you'll miss it. Strip. Even if you work in the seediest joint in town. Read directions, then attempt to construct whatever it is backwards. Never read newspapers. You live in reality enough. Read tabloids. Get to know your parents. That would be good for inheritance when they are gone. Beat the hell out of your siblings. That way the young ones are your slaves, and the older ones will stay away. Understand that friends come and go, and when they do go, they will probably owe you money from years back, so be sure to get their addresses when they move. Live in Fargo, North Dakota once, then leave before it makes you brain dead. Live in San Francisco, California once, then leave before it makes you gay. Masturbate. Accept certain unalienable truths. Your spouse will cheat, planes will crash, you two will become old, and when you do, you will complain about how our parents' generation exhausted Social Security and children hardly ever put their parents in a nursing home. Put your parents in a nursing home. Don't help support anyone but yourself. Be a stingy bastard. Maybe you'll have kids, maybe you won't. Maybe you'll have a wealthy spouse, maybe you won't. Maybe you'll be approached by a homeless man asking for money. Never give them money. You may eventually want a Big Mac. Don't waste too much time tying shoes. Eventually, they will become undone. Be careful on whose advice you receive. You don't want to get dental help from a gynecologist. Advice is like fruit. When the time is ripe, it is sweet and inviting. However, when it spoils, it is brown, lumpy, and there is a worm living inside of it. But trust me, on the underwear.